Good morning. So, Denise, we seem to have a new thing, and that is the spotlight. Is that something that...
The lights are out.
Okay. Well, as Debbie was standing up here, all I could think about was, you know, Stephen, who had the glory of the Lord illumined on his face right before he was stoned. But anyhow, okay. Welcome back from spring break. Hope you had a good time. I'm pleased to see how many of you persevered through traffic this morning. Probably lots of you did to get here, so thank you. Today begins our registration for our class next year. If you remember, we're going to be studying the book of Ephesians and the book of Hebrews. Today and next Thursday, we have registration for our class. That will happen in your groups this morning. And then the following week, our registration is open up to the public. So if you have some friends that you have been wanting to come and be a part of CBS, 2 weeks from now is when they can begin the registration process. So look forward to that. Also, next week, we have a brunch. So just something to look forward to that. I think it was about 8 years ago that we studied the book of Revelation last time. Is that right, Cheryl? Okay, so about 8 years ago. So and I learned so much, and this time as we studied it again, I have learned so much. Cheryl has probably studied, I don't think it's an understatement to say, she has studied and prepared hundreds of hours to prepare to teach this book to our class, and we so appreciate that, Cheryl. You are doing an outstanding job. I told Cheryl week after week, week after week, I am joyful when I hear her lecture. I am never afraid, and I am never fearful, and I think that as you look at God's Word appropriately, if it causes you to be encouraged and to have joy, then you're looking at it correctly. And so, Cheryl, I am encouraged every single week. So I just think you're doing a wonderful job. As we studied the book of Revelation 8 years ago, I memorized the third chapter of the book of 2 Peter. And I thought that it just fit so well with the book of Revelation and helping to understand that. And now I realize that if I tried to memorize every bit of scripture that really helped to illuminate and enlighten the book of Revelation, I would have to memorize just about the whole Bible. And I don't think I can do that. But anyhow, so I memorized the third chapter of the book of 2 Peter, and I know that memorization is really hard. I usually try to memorize, you know, a body of scripture once or twice a year. I don't do it that often. And when I memorize scripture, I just work on it in the morning, just a little bit in the morning as I have my quiet time. I take a little section of verses, maybe a verse and a half, and I try to say it 10 times. And then I close my eyes and I count off 10 times. I say it again. And then I try to say it, adding it to the piece that I previously memorized the day before. And I don't work on it any time during the day. But my favorite time to go back over what I've memorized is when I'm driving in my car. When I have a distance to go in my car, I just start at the beginning as I started on my trip, and I just say scripture that I've memorized. Saying scripture out loud is so much fun. When you memorize something and you say it out loud, you have to know what it is that you're saying. You know how lots of times you're reading and you just skip over that, you know, ephod, barrel, vision, something, you keep going and going and going. But if you're memorizing something, you want to know, what is it that I'm saying? And you say it out loud and you think, what did that just mean? So when you say scripture outside, out loud, it is so fun. You feel like you are just right in God's Word. And as you're saying it, it's almost the Holy Spirit of God just works in your life to illuminate that scripture. And as you're reading other scripture, it just seems like that scripture that you just memorized fits perfectly with what it is you're reading again and again and again. And that's the beauty of God's Word. That's how God designed His Word. All of His scripture supports and goes together with all of His scripture. So memorizing scripture for me is a lot of fun, but I don't do it all that often. Saying scripture out loud is a real blessing to me, and I think that if you say scripture out loud, like I would like to do this morning, it takes a completely different side of your brain to do that. You know how you can memorize something, you can say it again and again and again. Perhaps you've memorized some of the Bible verses for our lesson this year, but then you go to say it in class, and you said it a bazillion times that week, but you go to say it in your group, and all of a sudden it's hard to say. And you know it. But it is so hard to say something out loud in front of someone else. I just feel like it takes a different side of your brain. You have to, like, reach all the way down to your toes and pull it out and get it right. But I feel like it just kind of cements it in there. So it's fun, and it's a blessing for me to do. The book of 2 Peter is the very last letter that Peter wrote. It's the last thing that he wrote, and he died the following year. When Peter wrote this book, one time as I was reading through it, I underlined all these things, all these phrases that were together. Well, he used lots and lots of words like know, knowledge, truth, fact, error, false, remember, knowing, known, pay attention, make certain, be on your guard. And his very last words that he wrote were, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What he really, really wanted his readers to know were important things about the end times. And the most important thing that he wanted them to know was be sure that what you know about God's word is correct and know God's word. So what I learned from the book of 2 Peter, just some of the little things that I've learned, is that what God has made, the world, he can destroy. And it's in his timing that he'll do that. And he can remake it again. God can do that. And when he remakes it, what is going to dwell on this earth is righteousness. And the ultimate righteousness that is going to dwell on this earth is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He will be our righteousness, and he will dwell on earth. I know that all these things are going to happen in his timing, and his timing is perfect. I know that the fact that God waits, that he has not returned yet, his patience, I understand from reading this that we're to understand God's patience as his, the fact that he waits, it's salvation. In 2 Peter, Peter wrote about that. The fact that Jesus has not returned this morning that we woke up is because today he desires salvation to happen. And that's so encouraging to me. And I bet almost every single day I pray something along that line. I pray for a worldwide salvation. I pray that the earth would yield a great harvest of salvation to God. And I know it's going to happen. I know salvation is going to happen today because God's word tells me that his patience is his salvation. So the fact that he hasn't returned today, although we want him to come, and we'll learn Revelation, you know, towards the end, our desire of our heart is supposed to be, come quickly, Lord Jesus. But at the same time, I thank God that his patience continues today because salvation is going to happen. And I thank God that his patience included me. So that was a lot of fun. I learned that the day of the Lord will come like a thief. When a thief comes, it is not a pleasant thing. It's something to be fearful of. But through what Peter wrote and also through what Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians, I learned that the day of the Lord that will come like a thief is for those who dwell in darkness. But for us who dwell in light, the day of the Lord will not overtake us like a thief. So I understand from Peter's writing that he's writing the day of the Lord that comes like a thief is not going to be pleasant for those who don't have faith. But for us who have faith, the day of the Lord will not come like a thief. It will not overtake us like a thief. And that helps me not to be fearful. I know that Peter wants us to know that we need to be diligent to know God's word and that we're to walk in righteousness. So there's lots and lots of things that I learn as I memorize scripture. It helps me in my everyday life, and it helps me as I read anywhere else in God's word, something that I've already looked at deeply and have tried to kind of get a handle on, helps to enlighten all my understanding. That's how the Holy Spirit uses God's word. As you input God's word into your heart, the Holy Spirit's work is to take that word and bring it to your mind and apply it to your teaching and conform you and shape you to the image of Christ. So this morning, I would like to say for you the third chapter of the book of 2 Peter. And I just decided to do this kind of this morning on the spur of the moment, so I'm going to keep God's word open right here for me for comfort as I do that. This is now, beloved, the second letter I am writing to you, in which I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder, that you remember the word spoken beforehand by the holy prophets, and the commandment spoken by your Lord and Savior through your apostles. Know this first of all, that in the last days, mockers will come with their mocking and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was since the beginning of creation. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God, the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, by which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and the destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, brethren, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will melt with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be? In holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, by which the heavens will be destroyed with burning and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Just as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you, as also in all of his letters, in which are some things hard to understand, in which the untaught and the unstable distort, even as they do the rest of the scriptures, to their own destruction. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. You may be dismissed.